I was in the store the other day waiting to get checked out. You know how long that takes. And there's a kid standing in front of me, and he's wearing shorts. And he was sagging so much that the shorts may have well been pants. Everybody's looking, so I tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, man, your pants are falling down." He just kind of looks at me. He must have been in high school or something. It's ridiculous. Country 105.3, good morning.
Good morning. I just got something to say about those saggy pants.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, well, some of us are overweight, and we need those pants, and those skinny kids buy those. We don't have nothing to wear. You know, I mean, you know, I go in there looking for my pants, and they're gone because these skinny kids are wearing them.
Yeah, I guess you got to buy them a couple sizes too big in order to bust the sag in the first place, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, the ones they're wearing is what I need.
That's it.
You
know? That's it, man.
I got to keep wearing sweat.
My wife the other day comes up to me, asks me for $5. And I said, "What do you need $5 for?" And she tells me that one of their girls lost a tooth. And it was the amount of money that the tooth fairy was going to leave for the tooth. And I said, $5? Isn't that kind of a lot for a tooth? We were lucky to get a quarter back when I was young. I couldn't believe it. Country 105.3, good morning.
Hey.
What's
the
up?
Tooth fairy thing.
Yeah.
A dollar.
That's it, right?
That's it. And if it has a cavity, nothing.
That's what I'm going to start going by from here on out. Perfect.
Right on, man.
Appreciate it.
Later.
See ya.
Morning, Jason. It's Casey. How are you?
Doing good. What's happening?
You know, when I texted you the other morning, I was waiting for the tow truck to come. I totaled my car Friday hitting a coyote.
What?
The boonies.
Hold on. You totaled your car by hitting a coyote?
Yeah, well, you know, I hit it, and then I kind of lost control of the vehicle, swerved in and out of the ditch a couple of times, and ended up on top of a berm.
Was this
in the... It was a fence line. It was really a bummer.
Did this happen in the morning or in the evening?
No, like 7:20 on Friday morning.
Oh, my... By hitting it, and you smashed the coyote.
Well, I didn't kill him, no. He ended up in the field, but...
He ran out in front of you. You swerved to miss him. And by
but
swerving.
I hit him. Yeah, well, I hit him on the tail end.
Oh, okay.
And when I swerved, you know, we live out on that dirt road.
Yeah.
And it's just like powder. I just started sliding all over.
Oh,
like,
man.
Ridiculous.
That's terrible. Poll question of the day today, talking about your toilet paper. Are you more of an over or under type of person? Country 105.3, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's happening?
Well, I wanted to respond to your poll question.
All right. Over or under?
Over.
Over all the way.
Over at home. At work, under. Because here's the deal.
Okay.
When it's over, you just paw at it and it comes off.
Yeah.
When it's under, they have to work to get it off, so it lasts longer.
I never thought of that. Sitting at home over the weekend, flipping through the channels, and what did I see? How convenient for me, how inconvenient for my wife that there's a Rocky marathon going on. I caught the third and fourth films, and she always tells me, "You've seen these movies 100 times. Well, you know, a movie like that, you can watch and watch and watch, and it never gets old. But I started thinking, I was like, you know what? 3 and 4, my opinion, awesome movies. You got Clubber Lang, you got Ivan Drago. Who's the baddest opponent Rocky Balboa had to face? 434-1055. Country 105.3, good morning.
Hey, fired up, bro.
I'm fired up. What's happening?
Oh, man, I just called Jay and asked him who Rocky's toughest opponent was.
All right, out of the three, okay, you got Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, Mr. T, Ivan Drago. Who did Jay in Florida, by the way, who did he say the baddest dude was?
That Clubber Lang, whatever you said.
Hey, Clubber Lang, that's Mr. T.
Yeah.
Mr. T back in the 80s, man. He was the real deal.
Jason Rocket, 6 to 10. Country 105.3. KZZX.